I stopped by Mac and Gatos' office yesterday because they said they wanted to ask me a question. Even though I was a little distracted because I kept thinking to myself, why do Mac and Gatos get an office and I don't? I did catch what they were asking me. Are you going to sue State Representative Paul Mosley? Mosley, by the way, is that state legislator who thinks he can do 140 miles an hour because, well, speed limits are for little people and suckers. As I was pondering, are those gold handles on Mac and Gatos' credenza? I was actually able to ask them, why? Well, it's because Mosley, it was explained to me, blocked me on Twitter. Since he loves to claim legislative immunity from speeding tickets after getting caught doing more than 30 miles over the speed limit, I just figured that Mosley was exercising Twitter immunity from media criticism. Mac and Gatos pointed to a case where Congressman Paul Gosar was sued by a constituent he'd blocked on Facebook, arguing that Gosar's Facebook page is an official form of communication, so he has a right to see it. Gosar eventually unblocked that guy, who lives in Gosar's congressional district in Kingman. And that's at least one of the reasons, at least one of the three reasons, why I won't be suing Representative Mosley for blocking me, even though it might mean more airtime on the Mac and Gatos show or, dare to dream, access to that palatial office. One, I don't care what a guy with such little regard for the safety of others has to say on social media, so block away, buddy. Two, I don't think I have standing to sue because I'm not a constituent of Mosley's, and I have no plans to move to Lake Havasu with Representative Speed Racer zooming all over the place. And most importantly, three, I didn't hear a single offer from Mac or Gatos to fund this lawsuit, which they could easily pay for by selling off just one of those massage chairs they got in that office that would make Trump jealous.